Hey, Brandon, what are we talking about today?
All right, welcome to another episode of The Sound of Synergy, where we talk about the mental, emotional, and physical aspects of fitness in hopes of achieving your fitness endeavors. What's up, y'all? Thank you guys for tuning in to another week of The Sound of Synergy. Today I have James Ginto, chemical engineer, back, another client of mine on the Synergy plan on today's podcast, so we can talk a little bit about what it's been like to go through an 8-week journey through this Synergy plan. It's a 12-week plan, but we're going to talk about his first 8 weeks, man. How you been? What's up?
Doing pretty well. As you said, 8 weeks in. It's cool to be back on here. Thanks for inviting me again. And yeah, a lot has changed since last time I was on this.
So. Yeah, well, so we're going to just dive right into it. Like James was saying, you know, a lot of things have changed since the last time you've heard him. He was on the Find Your Strength in Vulnerability podcast. Check that out if you guys haven't heard that already. It's a good episode talking about being vulnerable and how we can overcome that and how it leads into finding strength. Yeah. But anyways, we're going to be talking about his, I guess, progression through this Synergy plan, man. So let's talk about just the good stuff. How are you feeling? And we said to the audience that you've been working out for 8 weeks on the Synergy plan. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's funny because we started talking about the strength and vulnerability in my first episode. And I think a lot of that vulnerability has gone away since then, where everything about how I feel, how I, you know, wake up in the morning, how I feel in the public, I like everything about that. I feel a much better, stronger person. So overall, really happy. I'm seeing a lot of results with the program. So that's, you know, first and foremost, what really gives me the, you know, mental happiness is seeing the changes in my body or the changes in my performance. So,
right.
And yeah, those are in such a short time, you know, and 8 weeks really is in perspective, such a short time that, you know, I'm seeing huge changes for the foreseeable future. So,
yeah, man, hopefully something that we can keep compounding as we go on, as you go on to your fitness journey, as you go on and live your life. But just to get it off the bat, let's go ahead and talk about just straight numbers, especially for you guys listening. Hey, he's been on this for 8 weeks. What did you start off? What was your weight before you embarked on this Synergy plan?
Yeah, so the first part is, of course, measuring, you know, where your current state is. And, you know, I was at 242 in terms of pounds, which was surprising. I was definitely like, oh, okay, that's a lot heavier than I thought I was. But, yeah, it gave me, you know, a starting point to see where I'm going to improve at in terms of, you know, a number.
Right, right.
And now, you know, it's after 8 weeks, you know, I've lost about 13 to 15 pounds. So
nice, man.
I'm back down past 230, which before I didn't really weigh myself. So I think that was a huge thing, maybe that lack the accountability. But
okay,
in this case, you know, getting to see each cycle and seeing it in a factual number really drove the program to succession. So it's definitely working, and definitely seeing ways where I can improve to even improve on that change.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's great. I mean, so you were, what was it, 243?
242,
right? And now you've lost 13 to 15 pounds, and that's great to see in the numbers-wise, but then I think you're also seeing it physically. I mean, when I post this episode up, I'll probably put, you know, before-after photo so you guys can see where James is at after these first 8 weeks. So not only are you seeing that, it's also, translating into your mental and emotional state. I mean, you were talking a little bit about that at the beginning of this episode. You want to speak a little bit on not only have you seen some physical changes through your weight, but through your mental and emotional journey as well?
Yeah, I think that was getting into the program most what I got, surprised by the changes, more so of how I think as a person versus the losing the weight, because Some of those things, like, you know, the feeling of what losing weight is like in terms of pounds and stuff, but just seeing the way I evaluate each day and the way I tackle each workout and the way I like assess my food choices, it's just, I think that's the part where I see most progression. And that's something that I you can't quantify in numbers, but
yes,
you certainly can just quantify by the way you are as a person, as opposed to before the program. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I thought was, you know, I was expecting to lose weight, be thinner, but I wasn't, you know, expecting to have this sort of mentality.
Okay. So you're talking almost like a mindset, mm-hmm. That has kind of changed in the past 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So before we kind of delve into that, especially specifically on how your mind has changed, but for us to get to that point, we should discuss a little bit like, where were you before? So we already know that you were 242 pounds mm-hmm. before this plan. Do you want to talk a little bit about where you were in terms of trying to do exercises or mm-hmm. how you actually went about doing, I guess, fitness or incorporating fitness in your life before this plan?
Yeah, I think before I felt fitness was, you know, definitely something you have to have as part of your life and need time to dedicate to. So I was always, you know, an active person. I know that, you know, from before being overweight and things like that, certain rules about your diet, you know, have to be in place. But I think with that being so, taking it as is, like you can just do it and think you're going to get results, was something of the before stage versus now, like those things are still there, but I'm assessing more of how I can get the most out of it and how much, you know, it is more than just showing up to the gym and working out for an hour, or it is more than just eating chicken and vegetables. You
right,
know what I
right.
mean? There's something that adds to that as an overall person that eventually affects you from ever reaching your goals. And that's what I learned through this program versus me just doing it before and thinking I'm going to get something by just, you know,
robotic, following rules.
Yeah, just kind of robotically doing it because you think that's what you are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. It kind of sounds like, you can clarify this for me, but it kind of sounds like you're talking about this concept maybe of mindfulness, being mindful mm-hmm. of going through your program.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of sounded like, you know, before this program, you were just, okay, you knew that working out was important. You knew that eating healthy was important, but you just kind of almost followed a guideline. You're just doing things without actually thinking about why you're doing it, because you're thinking about the end result, which is ultimately losing weight, which is totally not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But now it seems like maybe throughout this program that you've developed, I guess, self-awareness, this mindfulness of, and almost questioning, okay, why am I doing something in order to get the goal of losing weight? And it seems like it's kind of, you know, permeated into other aspects mm-hmm. of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being more mindful about why you're doing these things, but most of all, being mindful of why you're not, because I think it's easy to have it as part of your guideline or whatever. So, you do feel like you're doing it and you're checking it off your list of parts of your life.
So you're meaning like maybe like working out or eating something healthy, like why aren't you doing those things?
Yeah, but why aren't you doing that consistently? Why is there a barrier where there's times you don't? And that's probably, you're so focused on checking it off that you did it, as opposed to being mindful of why you didn't do it on a consistent basis.
Right.
And I think that's the difference with this program, is that anytime I'm in a situation where I'm not progressing or I'm doing something that will hinder my fitness goals, like I'm able to stop and recognize that and kind of overcome that barrier in mm-hmm. that moment.
So is this self-awareness, or in other words, this mindfulness, was this a skill that you think that you didn't have before this program, or is this something that that you did have, but it was just a little bit developed through this program.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a skill where, you know, even when I was getting this program, I was like, I don't know how much of a case I'll be writing because I'm usually a positive guy. I'm usually not too down on my lifestyle or, like, my choices, and I'm always trying to do the right things. But I think you allowed me to at least apply it to fitness in a way that, you know, yeah, I can be an overall positive and a guy open to change about my overall emotions in life, but there are, like, little small battles each day that that you forget that you can apply these same tools, and especially in the fitness world where that's an everyday battle, mm-hmm. you know, it's something to be more focused, your attitude towards that. And yeah, I didn't think that was important about fitness. You know, I thought it was just like, you just have to be a motivated person, like go to the gym, eat something really good today. Like, you know, I thought you just have to be a motivated person.
So let's dive into that. Why do you think, it sounds like you used to think that kind of, have that kind of perspective on that. Why do you think that happened, or why you developed that kind of perspective?
I think you think of fitness and, you know, health, like really active, healthy people as just motivated people, right? Or like they have a motive to work out every day, but not everyone necessarily is that way. Like, and I'm probably one of them where you can't just be, you know, motivated. There's a lot of barriers that come into your daily life, like different perspectives, whether that's like time or convenience or injuries, your athletic ability, that those barriers are different than just being motivated to solve them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And seeing those perspectives outside of just motivation that eventually do attribute to your motivation was the biggest thing for me in these 8 weeks. And yeah, it's more than just being motivated to live healthy. There's a lot of other things.
Yeah. I think you come up, you bring up a good point about like motivation, right? I think, from what I've seen, you know, myself included, sometimes we look at other people, especially who are successful in terms of fitness, whether it's through their physique or through their diet, and we look at them and be like, oh yeah, it must be easy, right? They're highly motivated, they're all this stuff. But I think if we went behind closed doors, you'll find that they have constant barriers throughout their day. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I think that they all these successful people have in terms of fitness is that they've developed this mindfulness of acknowledging what a barrier is and then finding solutions to fix that.
Yeah.
This brings me up to a next point because, you know, you're a busy guy, you work, mm-hmm. You try to play in basketball leagues, right? You have a relationship with your fiance, you know, you have a social life.
Mm-hmm.
How are you able to include all of that while also, I guess, having fitness a priority and getting the results that you're getting?
I think having fitness be important to you as part of your lifestyle was probably the first barrier to say that it's something that you can't necessarily sacrifice just because your other things are going on in your life. So that's one barrier, at least to start. And then seeing on a daily basis, assessing all those things that are important to your life since you've included fitness, and assessing what's preventing you from being balanced in all areas. I think that's what is the biggest thing, because it changes each and every day, your schedule. It's not, I mean, you are routine, but there's certain circumstances, right, on a daily basis that come up. And that's why it's so important to assess on a daily basis what is in your way of not working out or not eating something right, or how it just overall affects your choices.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you have to make a conscious effort first to prioritize fitness. Mm-hmm. But what are some ways that you were able to incorporate all of that after you've decided, okay, this fitness is an important thing in lieu of all of the many things that you're involved in?
I think knowing that, you know, fitness can be so broad and have a variety of ways of being effective was one. And that's like one thing your program did for sure, was giving me, you know, tools and different formats and different time periods and different spaces to do a workout.
Yeah, like 10-minute workout, 20-minute workout.
You know, just how opening up to know that fitness in its biggest perspective is just, you know, it's a variety of things. It's not just one way to do something. So the fact that that's flexible ends up being more flexible to kind of counter how your day went, whether that's you have to wake up early in the morning or you had to stay long at work or you had the social gathering to do. Even those things with like eating and stuff like that, where, you know, there are flexible things to eat and a variety of things to eat everywhere you go. You just have to be mindful of that and stay away from thinking there's a strict way of eating and fitness, you know?
Right. So aside from, let's say, having the tools given to you in terms of, you know, workout times, workout spaces, what other specific things work for you to be able to have a social life and, you know, have a relationship and work in terms of your fitness journey? I mean, I think you kind of talked a little bit about waking up early and, you know, that kind of got it out of your way. Anything else that you can think of that helped you incorporate fitness with all that stuff?
Waking up early, I think using fitness as a way to escape the things you don't like. I think the more variety there is in fitness and eating, the more excitement it gets to you that, you know, you want to like learn new things. You want to try new things out. So, that just harps on the variety being such a barrier to help you do it, because I each and every day want to, you know, find new workouts that fit my schedule that I didn't think could fit before. So,
So it sounds like, another big aspect of trying to combat these barriers is maybe not to harp on them. I mean, I think it's one thing to acknowledge that there are barriers, like, okay, I don't have the time, or I have social obligations, I have a relationship, I have work. You know, it's one thing to acknowledge that they exist, but I also think it's not good to also harp on them.
Yeah. Exactly.
It almost sounds like you're suggesting that, you know, okay, first you got to be mindful that they're there, but then second, find solutions.
Correct.
To fix those things. So in your case, maybe looking at workouts or getting ideas for myself to add into your workouts. So it's not only like, oh, I have to spend 2 hours at the gym every day. Maybe it could be 20 minutes today because that's how much time that I have.
Finding those solutions is like part of the fun side of making it, you know, making fitness lively and fun again, is like finding those. If you're interested in finding a solution like that, I mean, I think you have to get to that point as a person too to really enjoy finding an answer or a solution to something. And I think at least that you give us so much tools to, not necessarily like a way to, this is what you need to do, but you give us the tools to figure out solutions, which that's the part that to me has been more fun about this program, is, you know, that acknowledging the barrier one is a huge step, but just the fun of like trying to figure out how to work around it. And that's kind of autonomy at its best, where, you know, a lot of times you sit down and let that barrier take over. But now I'm very excited to find a way out of it.
Well, it's good to see that you're getting all these results. I mean, we still have another 4 weeks to go in your program. You know, this is a 12-week program, but it almost sounds like, well, obviously after these next 4 weeks that we'll get a little bit more changes. We'll probably face some more barriers, but then we'll tackle them. Mm-hmm. But afterwards, what do you think you're going to be like after these 12 weeks are done?
Yeah, I think I'm just a different person in terms of my mindset. And we've talked about it this whole episode, where I see it, and it's not stressful that I assess it every day, but I see it each and every day, how I can get the best out of myself each time. And that's the main goal that I think you try to get from your clients versus any other, you know, number goal, or, you know, be able to do 100 push-ups. It's just changing the mindset of people first and foremost, that, you know, you can overcome all the barriers that fitness has.
Now, do you think that's an easy thing, a hard thing? To develop out of people, to change a mindset, so to speak. Because that's ultimately what we're talking about, right? We're almost redefining the way fitness is kind of portrayed as.
Yeah. I think it's easy after they get results.
Okay.
But I think with at least with your program being constantly accountable and asking these questions, that's so much more important than doing the program itself. Because in the end, that does take a lot more time. But yeah, once they see results and we're highlighting more so things that they're just not aware of, I think that's the part that's hard, getting people aware of their own thoughts. Like, they may be doing the right thing too, they just don't even know that, like, that they're doing it.
I agree.
Kind of voicing it to them, like, what you're actually doing. And then once they understand the way they think, That's probably the hardest part, but you know, it makes things so much easier after that. Once you've learned that, it becomes second nature, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, actually, you know, I think this brings me up to something I wanted to talk about, if you're comfortable talking about. So we just finished, right, your last week or this week 8 of your program. And it was kind of interesting because, you know, seeing James as a client throughout the first 7 weeks, I mean, for the most part, as you hear him, he's very thoughtful, he's self-aware, he understands his thoughts. And so I really didn't have to do much in terms of egging him on in terms of being self-aware. And that was pretty good until this last week, right? And you kind of hit, I guess, a barrier or a road bump. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the program was going so well. You know, I really did understand my barriers and was finding solutions. And sometimes, you know, in life, and it's very, you know, in the moment, you never expect it, you never plan for it type of situation. Those are just, it's just a given fact of life. And, you know, it was just one of those weeks where the workload, you know, in my professional career just increased like crazy. And this is in the middle of, you know, this program that I'm grabbing so much benefit of. And I still was able to, you know, stick to it just because of how much self-assessment you taught me, you know, just to think even through this workload, there's still a way to find a solution. But yeah, it may not have been like to the degree that I want out of it and things like that. But it's something that I felt, and assessing that feeling, I know going forward, like what to expect and how I can change it going forward. So I'm not always going to be successful in my assessment or things like that, but it's a learning process, you know, each time, and you're only going to get better through these, you know, quote unquote bad weeks or whatever.
So it almost sounds like you don't see it as a failure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it happens, you know, I think people have to not be afraid of failing or like call it failure. So it's all your perspective, and you also just not have to let it, you know, get to you so much that to lose sight of all the good things you have done so far in this program. So
yeah, man, I think that's something good to be said about almost anything aside from fitness and just general life. You know, look at all the good things that you've done, and then when barriers come in your way, you know, everything's not going to be perfect. So, you know, you're going to have to troubleshoot, so to speak. And I think that's something that hopefully I'm getting across in this energy program. It sounds like it is for you, trying to learn to troubleshoot, you know, and being okay with that. Okay, maybe I'm not getting all the results. But instead of harping on why that's happening, it's like, well, what can I do to change that? And ultimately building up that tool building up that repertoire of yours and perseverance will ultimately lead into, you know, long-term success in fitness and in mental health.
Yeah, like I find so much through this program, I found myself assessing so much about these things that, yeah, it's so, when people say like I lost weight or if I see it change on the scale, it's like I don't even think twice. I don't like even harp on those, or like I'm constantly in that self-reflection assessment that I don't even like really see these results, you know?
Yeah. It's because it's a habit now.
Yeah, it's just a habit now. And it's crazy to see just in 8 weeks what that's given me. And, you know, I know later on the results will be even greater. Who knows what kind of mindset I'll be at that time, you know?
Yeah.
And, but, you know, to the public eye, it's like so obvious that you're having changes in your life.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because it's like the physical aspect is the first thing that people can comment on.
Mm.
But now, you know, especially through this, this episode, people are going to hear the mental and emotional side, which I think is also another component that maybe not a lot of people will get, and who cares? Maybe they shouldn't get, because that's just for yourself. Mm-hmm. But it's those, it's that improvement within the mental and emotional aspect is what almost seems like it's going to carry you along. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you a really big question. You know, I'll probably ask you this when you end your 12 weeks, but with a program in fitness, whether it's this one or another one, right now, do you think that you'd be able to sustain this on your own?
Yeah, I definitely would be able to, just because now I can constantly figure out solutions and constantly assess why to keep it sustainable. And that's just the bottom line. It's not that the program itself is sustainable. It's not that what we eat is sustainable. It's not anything of that nature. It's just me as a person figuring out ways to keep it sustainable. And that's the root of, you know, why at least this program worked for me, because it made me think that way.
Well, that's good, because it makes me happy, because I mean, that's first and foremost, like, one of what the Strength of Synergy and the Sound of Synergy podcast is all about, the mission statement of trying to promote fitness autonomy. And hey, whether it's through this program or hey, 3 months down the line, you're doing another program, but that you've had that you've developed the skills and the habits to make that program work for you. I think that's ultimately going to leave you with the longevity of fitness throughout your lifetime. Mm-hmm. So that's an awesome thing, man. Do you have any other last things that you want to add? Some things that we didn't touch on that you think is important?
No, just that, you know, thanks again. I think more and more, as the results come, you know, the more and more it's going to challenge me to see how I can keep it up, you know. And I'm really looking forward to the next 4 weeks when just the program itself is done, because that really will take away and see if how sustainable you become, you know.
Exactly, and, you know. Exactly. You know, one step at a time. You know, we've taken two huge steps within 8 weeks. So then I'm happy to see what's going to happen at the end of 12 weeks. And then we'll probably have you back on another episode to talk about then, so we can almost reflect maybe on 8 weeks. Maybe something's changed in the 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that'll be really good to assess, you know. So I want to thank James for being on today's episode. And if you have any questions about the program, or if you have any inquiries about getting on a Synergy program, you know, email me at thesoundofsynergypodcast@gmail.com and I'll get back to you. Also, follow me if you're not already on Facebook and on Instagram, which is @thestrengthofsynergy. And you can leave comments there or follow. Actually, James is progressing. I'm going to start posting his stuff on there. You also follow him on, what's your Instagram?
Hey, Miss Healing for Instagram, for Facebook. Hamas Healing as well.
Yeah, and I think that's Hamas Healing, HAMES_HELING. I'll put that in the description if you guys are interested. You know, he has a lot of great music out there too, if you're big on music. And, you know, he has a lot of events about that as well, so check that out. Like I said, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, James. And until next time, find your strength and synergy. Peace.